Welcome back to TechNet Radio. John Weston and Michael Niehaus join us for today's show as they discuss the latest version of the Microsoft Deployment Toolkit and how this free tool can help enterprises deploy Windows Server 2012 as well as earlier versions of Windows Server and Windows operating systems to their environment. John, the mic is yours.
Hello and welcome to TechNet Radio. My name is John Weston with Microsoft, and today's TechNet Radio, I've got a very special guest with us from Redmond, from the Microsoft Group, and we're going to talk about the Microsoft Deployment Toolkit. So welcome to TechNet Radio, Michael Niehaus. Welcome, Michael.
Thanks, John.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do here at Microsoft?
Well, for the last 8 years or so, I've been working on the Microsoft Deployment Toolkit, creating deployment tools for Windows deployment of any kind, and just recently switched jobs to do a marketing role as product marketing manager, doing the same basic thing, but in a broader sense rather than working specifically on MDT.
Gotcha. So MDT, Microsoft Deployment Toolkit. What is that all about? What is this tool for? How do we use it?
Well, MDT was created initially to help customers deploy Windows. Not a big surprise there, but it was more about how to take all the different deployment tools that Microsoft had released over the years to help with the nuts and bolts and tying them all together into an end-to-end deployment process. So being able to tell people when you want to deploy Windows to your enterprise, here's a solution that shows how to tie together all of those different tools to get Windows deployed.
Gotcha. So this is the new MDT 2012. Is that the latest version of it?
Well, we actually have released one version back in April, MDT 2012, and we'll be releasing another version in a couple of weeks for MDT 2012 Update 1.
Gotcha. So as we're recording this, we're here in early August, just had the RTM of Windows 8 and Windows Server 2012. So obviously sounds like an update's going to be tied to those to make sure we can deploy the latest operating systems out there.
Yeah, with the Windows 8 RTM announcements, they also announced when the volume license bits would be made available on, I think, August 16th is the date for that one. So that's our target for MDT as well. We want to try to get MDT 2012 Update 1 out the door at the same time so that as soon as you can download Windows 8 from the licensing website, you'll be able to deploy it with MDT 2012 Update 1.
Gotcha. So I can use this to deploy Windows 8. Can I go back and deploy things like Windows 7? How far back can I go with deploying different operating systems?
At this point, you can go all the way back to Windows XP.
Wow.
We still support Windows XP, Windows Vista, Windows 7, Windows 8, and all the server variants on those same operating systems. So Server 2003 all the way up to Server 2012 as well.
So it's one tool that I can use to deploy the clients, Windows 8 or Windows 7, but then I also can use that same tool to deploy new servers or update my existing servers.
Right. It's all about trying to create that simple light touch deployment process that you could use to deploy whatever Windows operating system, just so that you don't have to worry about reading through the 1500 pages of documentation in the Windows Automated Installation Kit or in the new Windows 8 version of that, which is now called the Assessment and Deployment Kit. We tie all those tools together so that you don't really have to worry about what's going on behind the scenes. It's more of a black box.
Gotcha. So what's the end user perspective of this? How do they initiate, or is this more of the IT pro system administrator initiating the upgrade with MDT?
It can be done either way. In the light touch case, in most cases, it's going to be IT pro initiated. So you create a task sequence that ties together the operating system you want to deploy, the settings you want to deploy it with, any applications and drivers you may need to do the deployment, and you just walk through a simple wizard to initiate that process. If you wanted to do more of the user-driven deployments or mass deployments, where you want to push out a new operating system to potentially hundreds or thousands of machines at once, then you get into more of the configuration manager scenarios. Right. So MDT still integrates on top of Config Manager as well to give you those same type of fully integrated task sequence, but running inside a Config Manager where you can do those mass deployments.
Gotcha. So it scales all the way up from a few, all the way up to, sounds like, hundreds of thousands of with ConfigMan.
Right. MDT Light Touch is designed so that if you just have one Windows machine, whether it's a server or a client, it can run on anything from Windows 7 all the way up through Server 2012. Then you can do the deployment. You don't really need anything else. In the Config Manager case, you would obviously have a much more extensive Config Manager infrastructure, and then that can be leveraged by the deployment process, but none of that's required to get started with the Light Touch side. You just need one single machine.
Gotcha. So there really is no small end. I guess you trade off if you got five machines. Am I going to go take the DVD or the thumb drive these days and deploy those five machines, or am I going to take the time to set this up and go roll it out? But once you get into the higher numbers, it gets really more cost effective for your time, I guess, to deploy this method.
Right. If you have five machines, you're right. You're probably just going to insert the DVD and install. But if you start talking about hundreds of machines, yeah, it's worth the work to do the MDT implementation to get the level of automation so that when you go to machine number one and do the deployment, it's next, finish. You walk away for an hour, come back, the OS is installed.
Gotcha. So I've also heard of WDS, or Windows Deployment Services. How is MDT different from that?
Well, there's a couple of scenarios. I mean, WDS provides some platform functions like pixie booting and multicast.
Okay.
And MDT can leverage those, as well as Config Manager can leverage those as well. So it provides these infrastructure services that anyone can make use of to deploy Windows. So you would potentially use WDS as well as MDT, or as well as MDT plus Config Manager.
So maybe in conjunction with versus instead of.
Right. Now, there is also a scenario where you can use just WDS. So you can install WDS on your Windows server. You can import the boot.wim from the original Windows media. You can import the install.wim from the original Windows media. You can add any drivers that you might want to deploy, and then use just WDS to push out the operating system. The best scenario for something like that is when you want to deploy the exact same configuration to a set of machines. So like maybe a classroom where you're going to install the same image on every single machine without any customization, without any real differences between the machines. When you start getting into layering additional applications and migrating user state and going through all of these other more typical deployment challenges, then you get into the MDT space where you have all of this baked into the task sequence process.
So obviously IT pros are going to first ask, well, what does this thing cost? How do I get it?
It's free.
Wow. I mean,
as long as you can go out to the Microsoft Download Center and download it, you can use it. It's basically provided free to make it easier for enterprises to deploy Windows. It does depend on the core Windows deployment tools, which would be the Windows Automated Installation Kit that I mentioned earlier, which is the Windows 7 version of the tools, or the Windows Assessment and Deployment Kit, which is the Windows 8 version of the tools.
Gotcha. So those are kind of prereqs that it uses for its infrastructure. Do I have to have a domain controller and an Active Directory? Any other big requirements?
It certainly makes it easier if you have Active Directory, but that's not even required to do light touch deployments. As long as you can give us an account that we can use to connect to a network share that contains all the pieces, that could be a workgroup machine.
Gotcha. And so light touch, we could probably set up some unattended answer files and that kind of things with the image, so we don't have to sit there and answer all the questions, I bet, too.
Yeah, MDT actually does that for you. We ship template answer files. So when you create a task sequence, we'll take that template and it basically provides all the normal enterprise settings that you would want. You don't have to go in and do any customization, although you certainly can if you wanted to tweak the process anymore. So we try to get to that point where 80 to 90% of the work is done for you, and you then just only have to worry about that last 10% of customizations that you might want to make for your specific environment.
That's great. Anything I've forgotten about MDT that you wanted to bring up?
Well, we've been adding a whole bunch of functionality over the years, and MDT 2012 added quite a few things. MDT 2012 Update 1 adds quite a few more things. So it's been kind of that constant evolution. So for all of the users out there that are still using MDT 2010 Update 1 and haven't yet started looking at MDT 2012, it would be good to start doing that, because really MDT 2012 Update 1 is going to be the version that supports Windows 8 and Windows Server 2012. We're not going to be able to support that with MDT 2010. So it's a good time to start thinking about moving to the new versions to get ready for the new operating system that'll be out here shortly.
Gotcha. That's a great suggestion, and it's free, so people can just go and download it now. So that's great. Sounds like we're continually adding new and better features to this whole deployment process, because I know a lot of our enterprise customers may already be licensed for it, or even and may not, have time to deploy it yet. But obviously, taking a look at a tool like this would get them ready to start planning their own deployment and hopefully getting off of Windows XP, because we sure need them to do that in the next 2 years.
Right. I think I saw the count the other day, and it was like 614 days remaining
Yep.
of Windows XP support. So
Support ends, and it's not a
the
good time to still be there, are we? So it's time to get on either at least Windows 7 or hopefully the new Windows 8 as soon as it becomes available for download. That's
yeah, and
great.
that's the big challenge for enterprise deployments, is that it's not about just installing Windows once. It's about installing Windows thousands of times and all the planning that goes into that. And that's not a short process.
Right.
So for enterprises that haven't yet started that planning process to get off of Windows XP and
Now's
get
the
onto
time.
Windows 7 or
600
Windows
days.
8, yeah, you better start hurrying. It sounds like a lot of time still, but it's not. It's going to come up on you fairly quickly.
That's great. Well, cool. Well, I sure appreciate you, Michael, joining us today here on TechNet Radio. I always get asked for contact information for my guests that are on this show. My contact information is you can email me at john.weston@microsoft.com. My primary blog is out there at blogs.technet.com/jweston. And if you want to download Windows Server or Windows 8, obviously you're going to be links from my blog that you can find where you can do that as soon as the today we're still have the release candidates out there, but very shortly I'm sure there'll be 180-day evaluations that are available out there. Michael, you want to give us the site where people can go get MDT or how they might contact your group?
Yeah, the best landing page to get MDT would be at microsoft.com/MDT. For me personally, you can contact me at michael.niehaus@microsoft.com, or you can get to my blog at blogs.technet.com/mniehaus, where I post on all kinds of things deployment related. So if you're curious about more of the details around MDT 2012 Update 1, I just finished a series of, I think, 10 different blog postings going through each of the new features that we added in Update 1, and just really digging into the details for each one of those.
That's great. Well, again, thank you very much for joining us today on TechNet Radio.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.